May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, yesterday was the official feast day honoring our parish's patron, St. Bartholomew. And so as we mark his life and witness today, I hope that we can be inspired to a bold faith and a depth of courage that's worthy of our Lord, no matter what degree of fame we may or may not be accorded. Bartholomew is translated son of Tolmai and appears in the lists of the apostles in the three synoptic gospels, but little else is actually said about him in the Bible. Bartholomew is actually likely the surname of the one that John the Evangelist calls Nathanael. The historian of the early church, Eusebius, whom I doubt you've heard of, notes his going to India, but he's actually accorded a deeper devotion and a more substantial tradition in modern-day Armenia, as one of the first to preach the gospel of our Savior there alongside St. Jude, a.k.a. Thaddeus. In fact, he was skinned alive and beheaded for his faith, never once recanting, but staying true to the confession that Jesus Christ is Lord, as proven by his resurrection from the dead. There are a few miracles surrounding a statue of him in the cathedral named after him in Lipari, Italy, that exists, but we don't really know too much about him otherwise. But for our purposes here tonight, I want to note a few things. Outside of his name in the Bible, the apostle is essentially unknown. He's not one of the bigwigs like Peter or Paul, and thankfully he isn't any Judas, but he is one of the first followers of Jesus, not just as an apostle. He was counted among the earliest of Jesus's band, period. St. Bartholomew's parish here in Scottsdale, of course, is one of the older churches in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. I had a lovely time talking to Dorcas about some of the old strawberry festivals that were here from her childhood, and we still have, next to the baptismal upstairs, the letter framed from the Archbishop of Canterbury marking the centennial of this church. So we have a long history of witness in this community, just as our patron saint bore witness to Christ from his earliest days in the early time of our Savior's ministry. However, I don't think much is known about our church, much like little is known about the apostle that we're named after. This doesn't mean that we haven't made an impact for Christ, or our witness should be to Jesus first anyway, not to ourselves, especially in light of our gospel lesson tonight, if you're listening. A servant's heart is essential, and our desire should be that we seek God's honor more than any earthly recognition. Nevertheless, Bartholomew was known for his evangelism. He even converted King Polymius. Of course, Polymius's brother was thrown into a rage by that act, and thus it led to Bartholomew's martyrdom. But an entire nation in Armenia rallies behind his witness to Jesus to this very day. Are we at his namesake parish here in Scottsdale known for the way that we persuasively bring the story of Jesus and his love to the kings, as we call them, around us? Is there a whole town, region, or country that finds our witness vital to who they are today? My prayer, now beginning my third year here serving as your priest, is that through the renewal works process that we're going to be beginning in a few weeks, that we'll find our footing in that very regard. I believe our Lord has yet more people for us to proclaim the good news to. In addition to his preaching, Bartholomew is known for his courage. I can't even imagine the torture that he endured. He never recanted. He never denied what he saw with his very own eyes, that Jesus Christ is risen indeed. I doubt any of us are at risk of being flayed alive for our faith today, but we have the fortitude to make the necessary changes that ensure a continuing and expanding witness for St. Bartholomew's parish for another century. In the sacristy, I came across some notes from a consultant that was brought in, I think, around the 1980s. And at the time, it noted a good core of people who were committed and giving and attendance, but they were a little reticent to reach out, whether in service to the community or in personal sharing of their own faith with others. The bulk of that core has since joined Bartholomew among the great cloud of witnesses. I don't know if any of the changes that they were talking about were made at the time. Maybe some did, but the harsh reality is that on the whole, for most Episcopalians, those kinds of changes are not being made. A church that has stable attendance and giving, not even growing, requires a minimum number of new faces to replace the old as they join the communion of saints. This means that we need to be excited about our faith and willing to show it and to share it. And that takes courage, perhaps even more than the eyewitness martyrs faced, as verbal flayings of naysayers often cut deep in our psyches and can even shake the foundations of our faith. But I believe that God has better things in store for the next 100 years of St. Bartholomew's Parish than the previous 100 years. But it will take making sure our seedbed is prepared before we even begin planting seed. We'll need to take stock of where our faith really is, how much we really trust God, what we can realistically do, and what kinds of miracles that we need to be praying for. For the next few weeks, as we get ready to take our initial survey for Renewal Works, I want each of you to be praying about it every single day. Pray for the Spirit to give us a servant's heart, to want to do something of both earthly and heavenly good for others. Pray for the Father to open up our eyes to those around us, maybe even those we have yet to meet, people that he wants us to touch with his love. And also pray for the gift of evangelism, the willingness to talk with others about spiritual things in winsome ways. Pray for the courage of Jesus and Bartholomew to do whatever God is calling us to do, no matter what trials that we face. And pray for yourself, that you might be re-energized in your faith, because no amount of outreach will make up for people who think that following Jesus is just meh. Taste and see that the Lord is good first, and then invite others to join you for the spiritual feast here at 149 Walnut Avenue. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross, that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your Spirit, that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you, for the honor of your name. Amen.